This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Morning Run. Julian and Xiaoning with you. Xiaoning, how are the markets looking so far?
Unfortunately, it's turned a shade of red. Actually, the KLCI is actually down now 0.17% to 1476. About, 15 minutes ago, it was still in the green. So see how things move, how fast things move in equity markets. But for the rest of the region, it's pretty much the same. Singapore and Australia are down, while Korea and Japan are still up. And the ringgit versus the US dollar still at 4.1838.
And apart from politics and COVID-19, the kind of news that are dominating the corporate headlines, the earnings seasons for listed Malaysian corporations in 2019 have also just wrapped up at the end of February. But with all the developments, we are now talking to Jeremy Goh, Head of Research at Hong Leong Investment Bank, to shed more light on this. Jeremy, good morning. Thanks for joining us. So in your view, how was the quarter four season results?
Good morning, everyone. Now, based on our coverage universe of about 110 stocks, we estimate that the core earnings for the full year 2019 fell by 6.4% year-on-year. And for the KLCI 30 constituents, the core earnings fell by 7.3%. This was slightly worse than our initial projection of about a 6% fall. Now, against our estimates, half of the stocks under our coverage came in within expectations. 28% were below and 22% were above. And if you were to compare this against consensus, the outcome looks pretty much similar.
And Jeremy, which sectors actually surprised on the upside and conversely on the downside then?
Well, sadly, we didn't really see that much upside surprises. And even if we did, they were mostly very stock-specific rather than sector-driven, and mostly because the bar had already been lowered to begin with. Now, on the downside, the disappointments came from sectors such as autos, aviation, construction, and oil and gas. Looking ahead, I think that the aviation and construction sectors are potentially at risk of continued shortfalls. Aviation because of COVID-19 and construction because there could be some short-term project rollout delays because of the change in leadership that we saw over the weekend.
And given that, have you changed your outlook for the KLCI for 2020?
Now, when we started the year, we were projecting KLCI to post about 6.4% earnings growth. But since then, till now, we have seen two major risk factors that have emerged, namely the COVID-19 and domestic political changes leading to uncertainties. Now, taking both these factors into account, as well as the concluded 2019 results, we are looking at KLCI earnings growth of only 3.8% for 2020 versus our initial projections of 6.4%. Consequently, our KLCI target has also been lowered from 1640 at the start of the year to 1590 currently.
And Jeremy, you know, we know that Bank Negara cut their overnight policy rate yesterday by 25 basis points. What stocks are impacted by such a move?
Well, broadly, the OPR cut is overall negative for the KLCI by virtue of the index heavyweight banking sector due to NIM compression concerns. If you recap back in the last two OPR cuts, namely in May 2019, the KLCI fell by 2.5% over a one-week span, and the January 2020 cut, this fell over 3.6% over 12 days. Now, of course, the January fall was not solely due to OPR alone. Arguably, this was also influenced by the start of the COVID outbreak. While the overall OPR cut is negative for banks, we reckon that most of them has already anticipated this cut, right, judging from our conference call takeaways with the banks during the results season. As such, banks were still able to actively manage their FD levels to prevent overexposure and allow for quicker repricing when the cut happens. So based on our sensitivity analysis, banks that are most impacted by this OPR cut would be Alliance and BIMB, and the least impacted ones would be AFIN and AMMB. And if we were to look at the potential sector positives from the OPR cut, a dovish setting should generally spur interest in REITs, which we are overweight on. With risk-free rates coming down, investors will, of course, sort for yield elsewhere. And REITs is, of course, the classic choice. Within the REIT space, we like KLCC, which is giving a yield of about 4.6%, as well as Sun REIT, which is yielding about 5.4%.
And given this background, what is your strategy for the overall market and also your topics apart from the REITs that you have mentioned?
Well, in light of the uncertainties, i.e. namely COVID-19 and also leadership changes, which has, of course, led to questions or uncertainty about policy continuity, I think the key strategy here is really to stay defensive. If you were to look at the OPR, judging from the OPR cut yesterday, of course, the appeal of high DV yielders will start to be more attractive, right? Statistically, the KLCI's dividend yield is right now at 3.8%, and this represents a spread of 3 standard deviations above the OPR and the MGS, which really, this is really, really unprecedented. We have never seen such a huge gap, right? And this huge spread would basically suggest there is room for share price upside to high DV yielders. So really, the key strategy here is stay defensive, go for the high yielders. In terms of the topics that we have on our list, apart from the REIT names that I've previously mentioned, we have Dialog, Top Glove, TM, Sunway, Bursa, Syarikat Takaful, MBM, HS Plan, Li Hien, as well as Focus Point.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Jeremy Goh from Hong Leong Investment Bank. Xiaoling, talking to us about the market, he's staying defensive, unsurprisingly, because of what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, he's also cut, Jeremy has cut his index target to 1590. Currently, we're at 1474. So quite a bit of upside to go, but I mean, it's March. Who knows, right? A lot can change in the next, 9 months. But I think his names, there is logic in that if you're uncertain, then defensive stocks make a lot of sense. And the ones he mentioned clearly are high dividend yield payers. Obvious sector REITs, right? Because as long as the REIT has certainty of tenants, the occupancy rate is high, there shouldn't be an issue in terms of them returning the cash flow that they generate back to the REIT holders. And, you know, with interest rates now at 2.5% OPR rate, which is effectively somewhat like your risk-free rate, the spread is very attractive. So, yeah, I think these dividend yielders, the share prices should appreciate to narrow that gap.
He said something very interesting about the standard deviations. Fascinating that it's ripe for returns right now, right, to investors.
Yeah, so I think to recap, the REITs that he likes are KLCC and Sunway REIT. KLCC is yielding 4.6%, while Sunway REIT is yielding 5.4%. And in terms of the names he likes, other than the REITs, it includes TM, Sunway Group, Bursa Malaysia, Takaful, MBM Resources, HS Plant, Li Hien and Focus. I think the point here is you want companies which are well managed, there's certainty of cash flow. They perhaps aren't so exposed to supply chain disruptions, somewhat defensive, not so affected in terms of there's any pullback in terms of consumption.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.